Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We've been chatting to renters all this week right across the country over the past number of days here on Lunchtime Live to just get a sense of the rental situation in Ireland at the moment. Kieran was with me on the show. He got in touch yesterday to tell us about some of the horrors student renters face.
Well, I've actually, the mad story I have, there's actually a girl I know up in Dublin, and she's living in a house in Dundrum. She goes to UCD, and there's 15 of them inside in the one house, and the same landlord has four houses, and I think it's 650, 700 euros a month, all cash. There's two in each room, and there's three in one room as well. One kind of kitchen with two hobs in it. It's fairly tough going now. I wouldn't be able for it myself, but I asked you a really funny story if you heard this. I know a lad who's going into this house, and basically they went anyway. There was a few lads coming together to get this house. They went to meet the landlord. She went in, she went around, she asked what all they were doing, what their course was and where they were from. And basically he said, oh, I'm from Kerry. And she said no, and told her to get outside the door. Her rule for the house was no one from Kerry, no one doing arts. They were the third one as well. Like, I thought it was very insulting against my home place, like, but she wants to know our students, and that's what she said.
Yeah, you can listen back to Kieran, some of the other students, many other renters getting in touch with us. Podcasts are up on the News Talk and Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. Ross, you got in touch. You're a landlord. I believe you've rental properties in Galway.
Yes, that's right, Andrea. That is a funny story with from your man there as a tenant.
Some money cash in hand, isn't it?
I get it. It is. It's great if you're able to get it, I guess. And look, I know Dublin is pretty bad. Galway is probably right behind it. But from a landlord's perspective, now it's different. I'm overseas. I'm in the US.
Okay.
But trying to manage properties from overseas is difficult enough as it is. And with tenants that, and in my case, I had to sell a home. It was like the family home, and we had a tenant in there. We went through the process, actually got a solicitor to help us navigate the RTB's kind of convoluted notice period and give legal notice and everything to the tenant. So we went through all of that. The tenant then decided to just stay over the period after 6 months, and that meant like we didn't have any recourse. We had to go back to RTB, we had to say, look, they were overstaying. It was another convoluted process where essentially, you're kind of left in the lurch because the RTB is protecting the tenants and not really the landlord. And then, look, I get it. No one's got sympathy for landlords when there's a cost of living crisis and a housing crisis. But the reality is, from my perspective, just seeing it from the outside, listening to the radio, is no one's really paying attention to one side, one party there. And in order to have a fair and equitable situation and a fair market, you have to have basically fair rules on both sides.
So the rental situation couldn't function. The system wouldn't function, Ross, without landlords at the moment. That's the problem. We need them.
I think it's 70%. Yeah, I think it's 70% of the market right now is private landlords, and the rest are institutional landlords. From what I understand, you know, private landlords, they pay the maximum amount of tax on the income. So naturally enough, they're going to want to have high enough taxes or high enough rents so that they're, you know, able to keep a portion of that. Institutional landlords, I believe they're able to pay almost no tax because they're a corporation and they can claim all these expenses. So if 70% of your market is private landlords and they're leaving, you're not going to be able to build houses fast enough.
So is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to sell, are you, your rental properties?
Yes, yeah. And it'll be made worse next year with the new regulations coming in March, right? Because now you'll have no-fault evictions eliminated. So if you need to sell the property or if someone's moving back from Australia or the US, they won't be able to evict the people that are in the house. So it's as if the landlords themselves are losing control of their own properties. So they don't want to then rent, especially for 6 years.
You want out.
It's going to happen over 6 years. Yes.
Want to get out. What about you, Avril? Avril's with me on the line. 1800 453 106 is the number. What's your rental experience, Avril?
It hasn't been good. I'm not actually the particular landlord of this property. It's my mom. And due to ill health and whatever, I had to take over the running of it for her for a time being. So I got tenants in, and like that, they were only in it a year, and basically the property was trashed. Yeah, like that.
How badly,
Amber? Dealing with the PRTB. €13,500 worth of damage done to the house. Yeah, it was very disheartening because we would be below the rental rate in the area. We would be very much in the mindset of get the right tenant in, you know, to mind the property. It's not like my mom has multiple properties. She only has the two, and, you know, that's her income. Yeah, so it was very disappointing, number one. But
so
I think the whole
process, €13,500 worth of damage.
It's a huge amount, isn't it? Yeah, everything just, you know, from carpets to skirting boards to the hearth of the fireplace to doors of the kitchen presses, everything, fencing outside. Just, yeah, it was destroyed. There's no point in saying any different, you know. And it's like, you know, the process of going through the RTB was long. It was notification. I just felt like the tenant was always being stood up for, and we had to jump through loads of hoops, you know. And for us dealing with that when you're like Villa Health with my mom, and, you know, there was a lot at the one time. But I did find the process that it is in favour of the tenant. And as that gentleman said, next March is going to be like, you know, the rights of the landlord are really being taken away. We were very fortunate and we were very blessed that the tenant moved out. He overstayed a week. But in saying that, he could have, you know, dug in his heels and still be inside the property, and we'd still be fighting to get him out and stuff like that, you know. Even though we were awarded the £13,500 through the PRT. Through the PRTB, then you have to go to the district court, and that's another lengthy, costly process. Yeah. And I think that's where an awful lot of landlords kind of say, okay, what are the likelihoods of us getting back the £13,500 with the extra cost associated, which probably won't be awarded? And you're talking thousands going after them in court.
Absolutely. Would your mum be interested? Would you sell the house if you got a chance? Is that, or would you stick with it?
Well, you know, it's in the family with years and years and years. She always called it her dinky house. You know, it's a cottage, old style cottage. She loves it. It's like a doll's house. It would actually kill her to think she'd have to sell it.
Yeah, I know, and it's a part
of her income as well. What? You know, she's 78 years of age. It's part of her income. Why should she have to sell it? You know, it's very, that decision has been taken out of her hands.
What about you, Pat? Pat, you're a landlord, is that right?
Hello there, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, what's your situation?
Well, the situation is, like, being a landlord now in Ireland has just become impossible. It's like one of the few businesses, you know, worth, you know, on average between $400,000 and $500,000 that you actually have no control over. And any business that you have no control over is not a business to be in. That's the way that I'm looking at it now. Like, it's just become like just the rules and the regulations, and, you know, even like for example, threshold, people go to threshold to get notices scrutinised, and if the notice is just even slightly, you know, the termination notice is out, the tenants will go to nearly the last day of the termination notice before they will, you know, say that it's null and void. So then you have to wait another 6 months. And then with this new thing coming in then in March as well, it's, you know, that you have to sell with the tenants in situ. There's going to be nobody getting into the rental game then, because there's nobody going to be selling with tenants in it or buying with tenants in it. So
how many properties have you, Pat?
Just one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, sorry.
Do you want out?
Yeah, I'd be looking now at closely getting out now, because I've had enough. The RTB, you deal with the RTB, it takes forever. You know, you get a problem tenant, they can stay in there for a year without paying rent, and then trying to get them out. And the RTB just, you know, is as slow as anything in assisting. So it's just tenants just rule the property. So it's not a business that I want to be in.
Yeah, you know, Morris is with us as well. Morris Deverill, the private landlord and member of the Irish Property Owners Association. Morris, for the last 3 days, we've been talking to tons of different tenants here on the show, you know, and the difficulties they face in even trying to get a rental property. Should they don't want to be in that situation? They can't get rental properties in the first place. And now the landlords all want out?
Thank you, Andrea, for having us on. Look, I understand totally where they were coming from. There were a couple of things that I noticed over the last 3 days. The 1,091 ads on Daft is a really stark reminder of how bad a situation we are in. And the fact that another caller you had who said that they removed the ad after 5 minutes because they got 300 replies in the first 5 minutes shows that the private rental market is not fit for purpose because so many landlords have left. Have a look at it from this point of view. If you look at Scotland and you look at Ireland, there's 237,000 landlords in Scotland, but there's only 104,000 in Ireland. That's less than half. We have the same population. We probably have a more mobile population in Ireland due to the people coming in to work for Microsoft and Google and all those. So the difference between Scotland and Ireland is the rent controls. They were 10 years, the government has been controlling our rent since last Friday, 10 years. And from that point of view, that has driven the numbers down as to why we have such few landlords in Ireland and why we only have 1,000 units available.
That's why there's so few.
And the new rules in March are not going to help, because if you have four or more tenancies in a property, which you can easily have, if you look at a pre-63 a house in Rathgar that's in units, or if you look at a four-bedroom house, they're now out of the market. Government made a massive mistake back in 2013 getting rid of the bedsits. I know some of them were crap and some of them were squalid, but I'd say a lot of the homeless people would actually, anybody would like a roof over their head or the possibility.
Yeah, well, standards are still needed too, though, and there are some of the stories as well.
Needed,
you know, no question about that.
Yes,
you think bring them back?
Well, I wouldn't bring them back in their old form, but I would think
in some capacity
at the same time that getting rid of them was a serious mistake.
And just
in March 26th is getting rid of the cheaper end of the market.
Your listener here says, myself and my husband had an awful time with renting our properties. My husband lost a year and a half of rent when his tenant refused to move out. Margaret says, I totally agree with the landlords. I was in the same situation myself, and that's the reason I sold up and got out of the rental sector. John in Cork ended up paying 13,000 €1,000. He was 13 grand out of pocket due to unpaid rent in 2022. I had to sell my investment property. It wasn't worth the hassle. It nearly crippled me financially. The RTB were on the side of the tenants, and I felt as a landlord that I had absolutely no rights. Texter says, we had my partner's house in Galway. It was a total headache. We're delighted that we've sold it about a year ago now. Everybody said that we were mad because property prices were continuing to rise, but life is short and it's not worth the trouble. It also meant releasing a house to a private buyer. The whole process isn't worth it. Enjoy life, have the house you live in, and don't dream of ever renting out a property again, says this listener. If you're a tenant or a landlord, we keep wanting to hear your stories. You can email me, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.